8-4, Ender Brady, good afternoon. And how is the Prime Minister getting on in China?
Well, it seems to be going very well, Ollie, but there's one headline coming out of an interview that her Brexit, post-Brexit trade deals, he says, may take some time. I think there was an expectation that the PM would come back from China with some sort of a guarantee about the future trading relationship between the UK and China, and we're being told to be patient. So it's fascinating. She's in China, and meanwhile, back at home, you know, the knives are sharpening. There seems to be rumblings, even stronger discontent about Theresa May's leadership and whispers of leadership challenges. It's a very interesting time in British politics right now. But on the face of it, she's getting on very well with the Chinese and President Xi Jinping, but no trade deal.
Now, police have fresh leads in the hunt for the Night Watcher.
So this is this burglar who detectives are operating on the one line of investigation, they believe. He could be ex-special forces, ex-military, or ex-law enforcement because they've got CCTV. This guy prepares his targets. He stalks his prey. He has been spotted in gardens, dressed in black. And then when he does break in, he is an extremely confident man who is quite capable of using violence to get exactly what he wants. He is responsible for at least 7 burglaries that they've linked. And detectives are now saying, because of the publicity this week and the amount of media coverage on radio and newspapers and online and TV, that they believe other properties could have been turned over by this guy as well. He's got away with $2 million worth of stuff inside a couple of years.
Now, a prisoner has been found dead.
Wormwood Scrubs Prison. It is a notorious jail in West London. 40 to 50 violent incidents there a month, according to a recent report into life at Wormwood Scrubs. We haven't got a name of the prisoner yet, but this incident happened 20 past 3 yesterday afternoon. Multiple stab wounds, found dead in another prisoner's cell, and a murder investigation. And detectives at the prison this morning will be looking at CCTV and attempting to speak to some of the prisoners who saw what happened.
There's been a couple of shock results in the EPL.
Yeah, overnight, Bournemouth went to Stamford Bridge to play Chelsea, who are, you know, pushing on at the top of the league, and you would imagine Chelsea would have beaten Bournemouth. I was at Wembley last night watching Spurs Man United. Shockwaves went around the stadium as the goals went in for Bournemouth. Chelsea 0, Bournemouth 3, it finished. And then the one shocker at Wembley last night, I'm not surprised Spurs beat Man United. That was the worst I've ever seen a United team play. They just had no fizz or spark. But listen to what Mourinho did. In the second half, he brought on Marouane Fellaini, big, combative midfielder, plays for Belgium. He's an international. He's an extremely good footballer. 63rd minute, he was brought on. 7 minutes later, he was brought off. And he walked straight down the tunnel last night, ripped his United jersey off, did not even look at Mourinho, and went straight to the dressing rooms. 7 minutes of humiliation for him. And Tottenham fans left Wembley bouncing last night. It finished 2-0 to Spurs.
And you go and have a lovely day, mate, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Go the Scorchers.
See you, Ollie.